Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
Today we have a truly unique profile. Usually when we talk about a freshman congressman, we mean someone new to Washington. But today's subject, Democrat Cleo Fields of Louisiana, is a freshman who actually served in Congress nearly 30 years ago.
It is one of the great political comeback stories. To understand Cleo Fields today, you have to go back to the early 1990s. He was a phenomenon. He was elected to the Louisiana State Senate at age 24, the youngest ever. Then, in 1992, he was elected to Congress at age 29, making him the youngest member of the entire U.S. House at the time. He was seen as the future of the Democratic Party in the South. But in 1996, the Supreme Court ruled that his district was an unconstitutional racial gerrymander and dissolved it. He left Congress and spent the next 25 years building a powerhouse career back home in the state Senate, becoming an expert on education policy. Now, in 2026, thanks to a new court ruling restoring that district, he is back. To understand why he's back, we have to look at this brand new district. They call it the Slash District because of how it cuts across the map.
It is a fascinating piece of geography. The new Louisiana 6th District was created in 2024 after federal courts ruled that the state was violating the Voting Rights Act by only having one black district. To fix this, mapmakers drew a district that connects the major African American population centers of the state. It starts way up in the northwest corner in Shreveport, runs diagonally down the Red River Valley through Alexandria, picks up parts of Lafayette, and ends in the state capital of Baton Rouge. It is essentially a 250-mile-long corridor connecting the state's urban black communities. It's about 54% African American, giving these voters a voice in Congress for the first time in decades.
And economically, it is incredibly diverse. In Shreveport, you have a massive gaming and tourism industry with the riverboat casinos, plus Barksdale Air Force Base, which is critical for national defense. As you move south, you get into the heart of Louisiana's agricultural belt. And then, in Baton Rouge, you have the state government and the petrochemical industry along the Mississippi River. Culturally, it connects the Protestant Baptist north of the state with the Catholic Creole culture of the south. It's a district that requires a representative who can speak both languages of Louisiana.
Since returning to Washington, Fields has landed on a committee that fits that diverse economy perfectly. Financial services.
This is a major win for his district. The Financial Services Committee oversees the banking industry, insurance, and housing. Fields is using this perch to focus on banking the unbanked, helping people in poor rural communities get access to capital so they can buy homes and start businesses. He is also laser-focused on education. Remember, he chaired the Education Committee in the State Senate for years. His district is home to two major HBCUs, Southern University and Grambling State. He acts as their primary advocate in D.C., fighting for federal research grants and infrastructure funding to ensure these historic institutions survive and thrive.
He brings a very rare mix of skills. He has the energy of a newly elected official, but the seniority and legislative know-how of a 30-year veteran.
Exactly. He didn't need a learning curve. He knows where the bathrooms are, and more importantly, he knows how to pass a bill. He represents a new era of representation for black voters in Louisiana, delivered by one of the state's most enduring political figures.
That is our profile for today. Thank you for listening to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. You can find show notes on our website. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.